This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number two, this time for real. Coming to you from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
At tacticalholsters.com, this is where you're going to find everything. That's their claim to fame. If you need a chest rig, they sell them. The contact series. If you need a belt, they have them. You need holsters? Well, of course, they got those. And any way to carry your magazines and any of your other equipment, they have it all. Check them out. tacticalholsters.com. Now this, my man Raven is in the chat room. My shooting partner, the only one I shoot with right now. And he has a gem of a saying. So I'm going to, with your permission, I give this, completely, this is not mine, but it's good. So quoting J.T. Albrecht, no matter how bad your day, week, or even month has been, it could always be worse. Because just remember, somewhere out there is a Mr. Pelosi. Truer words have never been said. Now, let's ask a question. How really often is a gun, any gun, sold without a gun, without a background check today? Now, I'm not talking about personal property. Okay, that does happen. But let's talk about the zombie statistic that's out there, the 40% statistic. Because even today, that the 40% one is facing their moment of reckoning. Recently, several advocates of gun control addressed supporters and reporters at a Florida Capitol press conference to promote two bills that would tighten background checks on firearms, SB 1334 and HB 1113, including the Senate bill sponsor Gary Farmer, Democrat, Lighthouse Point. Several of the speakers offered statistics on gun violence and public opinion about gun-related policies, and one of those was Hannah Willard, the public policy director of Equality Florida. She said experts estimate that 40% of gun sales occur in no-questions-asked transactions that often take place at gun shows or on the Internet. Then she pointed to her source, a briefing page about background checks published by the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. The page offered essentially identical language to what Willard said at the news conference. So, now, this is fake news. This is what they're calling today fake news. And it's totally inaccurate. But it has made the rounds. This is the familiar and imperfect talking point often raised by supporters of stricter gun law. Virginia Governor Carpetbag Terry McAuliffe earned a mostly false when he used it as the statistic stems from survey data undertaken in 1994 under his old boss, Bill Clinton. And this included firearms given as gifts or inheritances, not just sold. And the authors of the study, Jens Ludwig of the University of Chicago and Philip Cook of Duke University, adjusted the results to include only the guns sold. The number sold without background checks. declined to between 14% and 22%. However, I don't agree with that either, and I'll tell you why in just a minute. In 2015, Cook told PolitiFact that he and his co-author didn't know whether their findings were relevant any longer and added that no current national study has been published. So he said they decided to check again with the co-authors regarding Willard's statement, and Cook responded with some urgent news. We finally have an up-to-date survey that provides good answers to the question of what percentage of gun transactions do not involve a background check. Researchers Matthew Miller, Lisa Hepburn, and Deborah Azrael published a study in the January 2017 edition of the Journal of Annals of Internal Medicine that was specifically undertaken to update the 1994 data. The researchers asked 1,613 adult gun owners where and when they acquired their last firearm, including whether it was purchased and whether they had either a background check or were asked to show a firearm license or permit. The answer, 22% obtained their gun without a background check. That's barely half of the 40% figure that has gained wide currency for more than two decades. This figure represents a smaller portion of gun owners obtaining firearms without background checks than in the past, the authors wrote. Though they emphasize that despite the smaller figure, millions of U.S. adults continue to acquire guns without background checks, especially in states that do not regulate private firearm sales. When Cook was asked whether the new paper represented the definitive stake in the heart for the zombie statistic, he said exactly. And he even wrote an accompanying editorial in the journal headlined At Last, A Good Estimate of the Magnitude of the Private Sale Loophole for Firearms. In it, he wrote, even though I bear some credit or blame for the earlier estimate, I could not be more pleased to be done with it, given that it is based on data from a survey done more than 20 years ago and that in any event never directly asked participants about background checks. Of course, the Brady campaign did not amend their talking point. Here's the thing. That data from that test 20 years ago should have been much higher. Should have been much higher because two of the three survey years that they surveyed didn't have background checks in them. the first two years was prior to the background check being instituted. So why was it only 40%? Why wasn't it 80% or 70%? Should have been higher than that. Secondly, Colorado has universal background checks. Now, with a lot of these guys, they'll get out there and they'll take any set of figures and they'll say, well, this is definitive. So in Colorado right now, there's 6% of people are coming to the NAM and saying, we'd like for you to run a background check for this private sale I'm about to make. 6%. So, I don't know. I'm pretty sure they don't know either. Here's the thing. Background checks have stopped nothing. They've stopped nothing. Background checks, getting out there and focusing on gun crime stops nothing. We should be focusing on crime. We should be focusing on the socioeconomic causes of crime, which means we'd have to get rid of all Democrat-controlled cities to start fighting crime. We'd have to get rid of that policy or policies that are in place. Rather than do that and say, you know what, we admit it, we've destroyed the black family, we've destroyed, you know, we're pushing the welfare state, we want this, we want that, we want to be in charge more than anything else, and, you know, but it's our policies that are causing all of this crime and strife and lack of economic opportunity and breaking up the family and all this other stuff. Rather than do that, they say there's too damn many guns in the street. We got to do something about the scourge of guns. In Indiana, they got guns and they're coming here, they're killing everybody here. Why aren't they killing everybody in Indiana? Do you think criminals are that mobile that they, well, you know, things are much nicer in Chicago. Let's just drive to Chicago. We'll drive here every time we need a gun and we'll drive back. How long do you think a criminal lasts out there in the wild? They don't last very long. The goal this hour is to not get any of the breaks wrong, which was a Bush League mistake. I apologize for that. But we do have one coming up next. And when we get back, we're going to talk about the Seattle tax revenue that nobody knows what it is. This is Lock and Load. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
To you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, something you just, I mean, a warranty you can't believe. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Interestingly enough, even though I got this earlier, but, you know, I welcomed KPJC to the fold, coming out of Oregon. And we get this, coming from the city of Seattle. They refuse to disclose how much money they're making from the gun and ammunition tax that they imposed on all gun shops within the city limits. Now, Dave Workman of GunMag.com, he got out there and he's filed suit for the statistics. And he said, you can presume or suspect that the revenue is nowhere near what they projected. They passed legislation in 2015 to charge gun shops $25 for every gun sale and a nickel for every round of ammunition, projecting that it would raise up to $500,000 a year for gun violence prevention programs. That went into effect of January of last year, 2016. And as we are getting to the second quarter of 2017, the numbers have not been released. Workman said, you're a public agency, a municipality, you're collecting taxes. The public has a right to know what you're collecting. He believes, as does Sergei Solyanik, that the city is embarrassed to reveal their projections are far below expectations. Because Solyanik owned a gun shop in the Seattle city limits. He moved that gun shop, Precise Shooter, to Linwood from Green Lake because the law went into effect. Precise Shooter owner says he made the move because the tax cut into his already small margin. He said there was sales tax revenue and they didn't get any revenue from the tax. That's why they're not releasing the numbers. They're afraid this will come out and become public. Solyanik added that he sold more guns to Seattleites in 2016 outside the city limits than he did while he was in the city in 2015. So far, the city is blocking. They're blocking any attempt to get the revenue numbers. King 5 tried repeated times to get revenue numbers. From them, we get Julie Moore. Well, Julie Moore is the spokesperson from the Office of Finance, and they said in part of the reply, consistent with the Public Records Act and the Seattle Municipal Code, the city will not release this tax information, even in the aggregate, while there are too few taxpayers or if there are other circumstances that would result in the disclosure of confidential tax information, such as a small number of taxpayers with a single taxpayer paying a large percentage of the aggregate figure. With all returns received for 2016, this is the situation we are in. The reason they're in that situation is because a lot of gun shops packed up and moved out. They didn't ban gun shops from Seattle city limits, but the gun shops, because they are free market enterprises, packed up and denied them the ability to collect this revenue. So this means that while the city was trying to increase the cost of things by about $500,000, which is what it boils down to, they were thinking they were going to collect $500,000 on top of what everybody else is doing. Instead, they haven't made anything. Workman is going to try to keep at it and try to get it. We'll see. We'll see. This reminds me of the registration numbers for the AR-15, quote-unquote, assault weapons registry that's supposed to be in New York State, which they won't release those figures either because there's open defiance to register. See, in New York State, when the SAFE Act was imposed, one of the things that everybody said was there was a million AR-15s in New York State because New York State, with the exception of New York City, is a pretty big gun state. A lot of hunting. A lot of tactical-minded people in New York State. And everything north of New York City, which New York City is on the very bottom of the state near the coastline, is referred to as upstate New York. So in upstate New York, pretty big gun area. And a lot of the people of upstate New York don't, ascribe to what Cuomo tried to do, tried to ram down the throats in a special emergency session, even though nobody ever explained what the emergency was. So those figures have never been given out. Now, we also know another thing about the New York SAFE Act, just like we know about the Nevada Universal Background Checks. The New York SAFE Act wanted to have an ammunition background check. The only problem was, in order to do an ammunition background check, you first had to describe why you wouldn't be able to buy ammunition, because there's nothing on the books that I know of that says if you're a felon, you can't own ammunition. Just like there's nothing that says you can't own magazines or holsters or anything else. You just can't own the gun, right? Now, common sense would say, well, if they have that, they probably have the gun, but that's beside the point. Without a database to check against, there was no way to do background checks for the ammunition background check scheme. So that had to be abandoned. Likewise, in Nevada, where they imposed this universal background check, the FBI said, not our problem. We're not interested in doing this for you. In addition to what we already do for the FFL holders. So that's been put on hold. A lot of times these gun grabbers are going to get out there trying to push some sort of gun control, some sort of thing, some sort of tax. And then when it fails, they're just sitting around there with egg on their face looking around, looking at each other like they're stupid. And we're looking at them like they're stupid. So it's funny on a purely elemental level for me, but at the same time, do you think they'll ever repeal that from the New York SAFE Act where there's no ammunition thing, no ammunition background check? Of course not, because they're hoping one day that there will be a way to set up the database, even though there's no way to do it now. So, okay. Now, when we get back, I'm going to talk about something that's going to seem a little sexist, but it is about combat preparedness. That, when we get back, this is Lock and Load.
Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Tacticalholsters.com. This is something that when you go there, you're going to find everything but the gun, the magazine, and the ammunition there. Everything else they got. Check them out. Tacticalholsters.com. I want you to understand that when I was in the military, I served with some females that were absolute grade A troops, absolute grade A troops. Understand that as I'm going forward. Because right now there's this little mini scandal going on in the Marine Corps. The question has to be asked, what do you do if you're a woman in the Marines and you make a sex video and your fellow Marines see it? Well, apparently the answer to that is you claim you're being sexually harassed. Seems that a number of female Marines are having sex with male Marines and filming it, and then when they break up, the male Marines share the video with their comrades. And this has provoked a major crisis in the Marine Corps. Marine officials on Sunday said the branch was looking into a number of Marines, as well as current and former service members, who shared naked and compromising photos of their female colleagues on social media through a shared drive on a Facebook group called Marines United. Marine Private Callie Wayne, 22, said it's a Marine Corps-wide group. She joined in 2013 and was removed from the service 3 years later for disciplinary problems. In early 2016, her ex-boyfriend, a Marine, posted a sex tape that they had made in 2013 to a Marine's Facebook group, which quickly spread, eventually getting posted on Marines United, which has 30,000 members, where it appeared sporadically. Let me tell you something. In the 80s, I used to see some of the craziest stuff you would never imagine happening in an all-male barracks. And it, I mean, there would be women coming to the all-male barracks. There were women in the military in the 80s, yeah. Believe it or not. And some of these females would be related to officers, as in their daughters. So, some really wretched, scandalous stuff used to happen in the 80s. And all of that was handled in-house. And, I mean, it was handled in a high disciplinary way, as it should have been, as this should have been. Okay? Now, this Marine, this female Marine that had her sex tape, you know, published, said, I went to the police to get them to take it down, and they told me because I didn't live in North Carolina, they couldn't do anything. Then I went to his command, and they said, why don't you not make sex tapes? Which is exactly the answer to give. Wayne said she knows of at least 10 other women who have endured online sexual harassment. How is it for sexual harassment for other people to view your sex video if you make it? There's more stories like this. The New York Times is a story of a brave Marine who had to endure her comrades watching her striptease video. She said, I wanted to make sure I could do anything male Marines could. I didn't want anyone to hold me to a lower standard. Later, when she was dating a Marine and when he was stationed outside of Arizona, she sent him a short striptease video. That video was soon added to the cachet of hundreds of photos and videos of active duty Marines and veterans filed with the subject's name, rank, and place of duty that is being circulated by Marines United and other groups. And herein lies the problem. The problem is not male Marines watching striptease videos of female Marines. The problem is women in the Marines. Women can and do work together in the workplace. The armed forces is not the workplace. The armed forces is different. Soldiers are stationed in close quarters 24 hours a day. They are often cut off from husbands and wives and boyfriends and girlfriends and family. But they're definitely cut off from people who keep them happy in that special way. And in such a situation, you have the perfect recipe for sexual tension that can disrupt unit cohesion, which is what everybody should be wanting. So what happens when sergeants start dating privates and corporals start dating captains? What happens when officers are perceived to be showing favoritism to subordinates they're having sex with, or subordinates are attempting to seduce their superior officers? And that's why having women in the military is problematic at the best. The reason these videos were circulated is because female Marines were dating male Marines in their own ranks. That has enormous potential to disrupt unit cohesion. The viewers of the videos are blameless. Believe it or not, they are. The only ones to blame are the unhappy boyfriends who disseminated the videos and the female Marines who made them in the first place. If the worst thing that male Marines have done is to view nude videos made by their female comrades on Facebook, then I would say the problem of real sexual harassment in the military is close to zero. But the problem of unit cohesion is very real and very large. Instead of having a discussion, a truly constructive discussion of having and trying to decide the proper role of women in the military, now the military is on a hunt for homemade porn they got on the wrong Facebook page. Now, this is not me trying to, you know, say that women shouldn't do this and women shouldn't do that. When in the 80s, if females in the military that I served with, in my units that I served with, when they got tired of being in the military, they would get pregnant and then they would get put out. Very few of them did I ever see get pregnant and stay in. Not talking about all the females in the military. I'm just talking about the ones I served with. Cohesion is everything in the military. The military's job is not for outreach. It's not for global climate change. It's not about being a petri dish of societal experimentation. It is a purely destructive one. We train these young people how to destroy everything they see, everybody they see. Then we let them loose when it's time to go out there. Then we put them in situations where they're going to have slip-ups, like mixing men and women in combat roles, mixing men and women in combat support. So if that makes me sexist, okay. I think women are equal to me in every aspect there is, especially shooting. I don't think it's a good idea to have this happening in the military, though. So time is going to tell. Now, see, last hour, I was trying to think it was the end of the hour. So let me do this. Right now, we've got another outgoing U.S. attorney from the Obama camp, and he's decided to blame the Chicago violence on something else. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Welcome back. I made my board op job easier by not going out 10 seconds too early this time. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty the likes of which you're never going to see ever again. Complete. I mean, very few of their holsters ever come back. Very few of anything that they sell ever comes back or that they manufacture there. That's why I like them. TacticalHolsters.com. And I have enough of this stuff too. I mean, my testimony is my word. Okay. Now then, forget all about the open borders and the gangs that flood in and engage in open warfare. Forget all that hateful rhetoric of the Black Lives Matter and the White House visit that honored those cries of hatred. Pay no attention to the ACLU and the Justice Department's halting of most stop and frisk action by the Chicago Police Department. Nope. The reason Chicago was so violent, it was there for all of you to see, is social media. When Zachary Farden resigned as a U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Illinois, he apparently did not do it as abruptly as reported by the Chicago Tribune because he took time to write a 5-page analysis of the city's violence problem, and he blamed social media for driving it. He wrote in an open letter that was published by the Tribune online, "Today's gun violence is driven by social media." And a corollary of that is that gun violence has become like a virus. One taunt through Instagram leads to a shooting, which leads to bragging on Snapchat, or Facebook, which leads to a retaliation shooting, and then the cycle repeats, the virus spreads. Is Chicago more exposed to social media than more peaceful cities, which would be pretty much every other city? And even Farden concedes that. He intimated that the legal problems for Chicago police had made them timid, and as a result, armed thugs are emboldened. And he continued by saying, "So by January 2016, the city was on fire. We had no police superintendent. Cops were under scrutiny, so cops stopped making stops. And kids started shooting more because they could and because the rule of law, law enforcement had been delegitimized. And that created an atmosphere of chaos." And who was it that delegitimized law enforcement? I guess nobody, right? It wasn't the ACLU and the last two attorney generals. No, the solution that he offered would chill any First Amendment lover. The virus of gunplay moves through social media. We can stop or stem that. Don't send in the National Guard. Send in the tech geeks. A gang member makes CPD's strategic subject list find a way to curb or real-time monitor that gang member's social media accounts. If kids have convictions or overt gang affiliations, find a way to curb their social media. I recognize that First Amendment issues come into play, but let's test those limits. Lives are at stake. When the real causes of Chicago's violence are taboo to mention, like fatherlessness and the ideology of racial victimization and failure of schools and the glamorization of violence and lawlessness in the culture, and all the other products of progressive dominance of culture, bureaucracy, and the courts, they look to curb constitutional rights as a solution, because it's so much easier than, you know, admitting that you messed up. That just cracks me up when they come out with that. But at the same time, it's tragic. It's absolutely tragic. That part is... Listen, I'm a father. My sons are almost 30 and 26. And I remember them when they were little boys. I remember them very clearly when they were very little toddlers, you know. And the idea that, you know, my sons in the streets of Chicago as gang members would be considered old men. Because in Chicago, and wherever there's gang activity, we have generations of young men who are killing each other because they don't have a father, because the schools couldn't teach them, because the schools were abandoned, because they were told they were a victim when they were never a victim. And yet, and I'll tell you one thing about Fardin's thing, he's half right. They could track this crime via social media. They have done it. They did it in New York. They've done it in Chicago. They can track it down to a block, to a area. And they could concentrate on those areas. If they were to actually do that, if they were to say, all right, today we're going to be concentrating on this two-building area, and then go in there and bust everybody there and take everybody down that was in there that was breaking the law, they're only going to have to do that two or three more times. But they are going to have to be proactive. They're going to have to use the tools at hand. And they're going to have to stop trying to blame things like guns and kids. Kids are going to gravitate somewhere where they're going to be accepted. When they have no father and when their mother's probably a drug addict or whatever it is, you know, they're going to go somewhere. And some of them tragically go to a gang. I freely admit I say that without knowing anything about the makeup of what makes up these children that are in these gangs. But, you know, at the same time, I hear the story time and time and time and time and time and time and time, and time again. So their default position is to attack the Constitution while everybody else attacks each other.
Okay.
You see the pattern. We're going to be in charge. You know, this is their policies. Their policies are working as good as they can. They wish to regulate business. Well, they regulate it right out of the neighborhoods. And then before long, as things begin to deteriorate, of course, you know, the police are looking around and everything. Things start to go up. And they start to have to be more active and everything. And then one day they wake up and what used to be a neighborhood is now sort of like Indian territory. Maybe like a no-go zone. So then things begin. Cops are vastly outnumbered in any place they are. There's only 920,000 of them sworn that have a badge and a gun in the United States, state, federal, and local. in a country of 320 million. So for each cop, there's about 19,000 people. Okay? They can't possibly maintain control. It's up to us to control ourselves. When they put stuff in place to where you can't control yourself or where that just is not part of the equation anymore, then their grasp on the situation, the cops, begins to erode. And that's a big issue. A gigantic issue. And it's one that really should be, you know, addressed, but it's not being addressed. Instead, what we've got is we got this Yahoo that's out here talking this smack about social media and everything else. And he's on his way out. I wonder what he was doing the whole time he was a federal attorney, an associate attorney general or whatever he was. Before he had to resign at the end of this, did he ever bring this up? Did he ever say anything about this? Did he ever try to attack this issue? Probably had a direct line to Eric Holder. He could have done it. This was the city of Chicago. This is the city of Obama. I'm sure they would have pushed that one. We're going to head to hour number three. I'm going to ask you a really ridiculous question when we get back, just because it's an object lesson.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Every month, we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.